our time. We are going to make it brief and short. But nonetheless, let's quickly share the word of God. And let's bow our head as we pray. Our Father, we bless your name. We are grateful for this opportunity to come before you. Your word says, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but you, O God, that showeth mercy. We are grateful for your mercies that we enjoy. Even that we can come before you this day to tell of your goodness, of your love to us. Receive our praises in Jesus' name. Lord, even as I go on to share your word with your children and my very self, I ask that you open up our heart to receive your word and let it become a word that grows on the fertile soil of our heart in the name of Jesus. At the end, that each and everyone that is listening, here or online, will be blessed in Jesus' name. Take all the glory, my Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Praise God. Like I said, it's our tradition as a church to give thanks and testimony on the first Sunday of every month, to praise God and tell of what he has done for us. But when you look at the Bible, you know that the Bible itself is an account of testimony. Testimony of what God is doing, what people of God have done. These are the things we are learning each time we go to study the Bible. And today, even as a church, we have listened to the testimonies of people, what God has done for them. But has it ever occurred to us that God himself is a testimony giver? God himself is a testimony giver. So each time we encourage you to give testimony, I will more or less say that we are doing what God did. And we'll quickly look at that in this message, which I titled, God is a Testifier. Or maybe if you want to change it, to personalize it to yourself, what testimony can God give of you? What testimony can God give of me? So please turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 18. Let's read from verses 17 to 20. Genesis 18, 17 to 20. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? Verse 19. For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave. Let's stop at that. If you zero in on verse 19, some version says, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. So what is this saying to us? God himself is the one giving the testimony of Abraham. Can God give the testimony of Boyega? That I know Boyega. I know Ellis. I know Joseph. He will command his household after him. So as seated, I want us to begin to reflect on our own life. Can God testify of me that he knows me? I bless God for what he's doing in this church and in our homes. When our brother was leading the prayer session yesterday morning, using Paul, Philippians 3, in verse 18, Paul said, "For I may know him and the power of his resurrection." But here we see God saying, "I know Abraham. I know Abraham." What is God saying for this world? "For I know him." If you go back, if you backtrack in that Genesis, when you go to read in Genesis 17, 1 to 7, God already know him that Abraham will walk blamelessly before him. Again, if you look at Genesis 21, verses 1 to 5 again, there again you will see that God already know how he will be a blessed person. Because it was in that passage that God told him of the blessings that will come upon him. God know him. When you read in Genesis 22, verses 1 to 18 again, that for this Abraham, even though it took him so many years before he got the promised child, but I know him. If I ask him to sacrifice Isaac, he will not withhold him. So God had been dealing with Abraham for a long time. And that was why God could confidently say, you know, forget about the evils that are going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. I know they are evil. But I know of one person, Abraham. He will command his house after me. And it is my prayer that God will be able to testify of you, testify of me, that we will command our household after him in the name of Jesus. Here we see Abraham as an example of a father that God can testify of. I throw this challenge to men that are here this morning. Can God confidently say, "I know you as my son. You will command your household after me"? I pray we will do this. If you are doing it, continue to do it well. If you are not doing it, please, I encourage you this morning. Let God be able to testify of who you are as a son in the name of Jesus. So when God is saying, "I know him," he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that God may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. God is already testifying that I know Abraham will be a good teacher. Abraham will be a good teacher. One who will be able to discipline his children. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 6, 13 to 14. Let's quickly read that. Proverbs 23. I want us to read from Proverbs chapter 23. Let's read in verses 13 to 14. He said, "Do not withhold discipline from a child, for if you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with a rod, you will save his soul from Sheol." Are you a father that God knows that you will discipline your children? Or you have become a father so lackadaisical in your responsibility that anything goes, and the children are going in the way of perdition. God was testifying of Abraham. I know him. Otherwise, if Abraham has not taught Isaac, I am very sure Isaac would have stood up to the father and said, you know what? Why are you making mess of me, dad? You say you are going for a sacrifice. No ram, nothing. How come? Maybe he would have even told his father, I am not following you. Or perhaps Mama Sarah would have said, hey, come on, what are you doing? Do you know how long it took us to get this son? Sacrifice? No, that's not God talking to you. But he has taught them. They are disciplined. Because God knows Abraham as a father and a teacher who will command his household to follow him. God knows Abraham. Even that God can say is a teacher who will not provoke his children to wrath. If you read in Ephesians 6 verse 4, he said, Father, do not provoke your children to anger or wrath. Many are fathers. They are the ones causing problems, even for the children. Okay, please pardon me. Don't let me say father alone. Even mothers. When you begin to act provocatively in the presence of your children, what testimony can God have of you? Oh, when you are the mother who will go out there and buy them clothing that are making them to become seductive to the opposite sex, what are you teaching them? This is not what God wants to know about you or about me. But concerning Abraham, God knows him. He will not provoke his children to wrath. God knows him. Even as we find in Proverbs 22, verse 6, that he will train up his children in the way of the Lord. And that's why he said, I know. For this Abraham, I knew when I called him from the awe of the Chaldeans. I brought him out of that darkness into light. And I commanded him, walk before me and be blameless. So I know him, that Abraham will train his children in the way of the Lord. Brethren, as member of Jesus' palace, does God know you that you will train the children has given you in his way? If you are doing that, glory be to God. If you are not doing it, I encourage you, please go back. Let's begin to do that. And that's a command. Train a child in the way it should go, so that when he grows up, he will not depart from it. I know many will say, oh, but you have done all you could, but these children, they turn out to be, because this is Canada, you know, this is their generation. We have children. We have families, even in the generation of Abraham, that God cannot say, I know them. So regardless of generation, regardless of where we live, let God know us. Let God be able to testify of us that I know my children in Jesus' palace, they will train these children in my way. And I pray as we do this, we will not fail in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank God for everyone in this church, the teachers who are laboring day and night to train our children. God bless you all. God bless you all. I can see it coming up. I can see it growing. And it's my prayer, your labor of love, training these children in the way of the Lord, will not go to waste. In the name of Jesus. Both the little ones, the young adults, the youth, we are doing well. Let's keep doing it. Let God be able to testify in those Jesus' palace, families. They will train their children in the way of the Lord. God was testifying of Abraham as a teacher that he will keep the children for good works. And that's exactly what the scripture is saying to us in 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17. All this scripture is giving us, it's been given to us to be able to train these children, to reprove them, to correct them, to show them love if we need to. It is then God will be able to say, I know them. They are my own. This is my church that I am waiting for. And I pray we will not miss out of this in the name of Jesus. So if God can testify of Abraham, you coming here to testify of what he has done for you is biblical. I know many people is like, what are they saying? So, testimony, okay, I was saved 10 years ago. So, what? Is that what they want to tell me all over and over again? We will continue to tell you so that if you are not born again, you will become born again too. So, testifying of favor of God, the things God has done for you, is not out of scripture. Because if God himself can testify of Abraham, then my prayer for you and for myself is that God will be able to make a testimony of me on you, of you too, on the last day in the name of Jesus. So what is your testimony? What testimony can God say concerning you? Can God confidently say, I know you. You are a faithful servant. You are a faithful child of God in Jesus' palace. I want us to think about this. The work he has committed to you in Jesus' palace. Can God say he knows that you are doing it well? Or you think you are doing it for... Abraham is speaking now. You think you are doing it for me? No. Let God himself who has called you to do it for him be able to say you are doing it well. Hallelujah. And this is one of the things we emphasize here. Do it as unto God, not man. As a matter of fact, as a man, I can't even reward you. And that's why I pray always, Father, as many that are serving you, as many that are hearing your word, living your word, make us the first partaker of the blessing, including me. Including you. What can God say about you? Can God say you are blameless? Can God say you are an example of a father or a family that knows him? If God can still not make boast of you as a family that he loves, that loves him, please, let's go back and make amends. I know many people will say, oh, I'm not a saint, I'm not perfect. But then you can walk your way to perfection. Don't remain at that same point. Let God be able to testify of you that I know you. I know your family. Are you a teacher of the scripture or living the scripture? Because God said, I know he will command his household after me to do justice, to do righteousness. If you are doing this, you are living the scripture. But if you are still living a hypocritical life, God does not know you. He can't make boast of you. He can't testify of you. And as I said, I should not be the one encouraging my son to be doing evil, or my daughter to be living a life that does not glorify God. If you are a parent, you are still doing that. God cannot make boast of you. He cannot testify of you. Therefore, brethren, as we go in the week, encourage us. Let us reflect on this. Yeah, testify, testimony, testimony. We are the one always coming to say, this is what God did for me, this is what God did for me. But let God himself be able to say, I know you. I can testify of you that indeed you are my son, you are my daughter. The Lord God bless us as we go to think about this in the name of Jesus. It is my prayer. Even as a church, Jesus Palace, God will be able to testify of us. I know people will tell you, oh, there are many churches, they are the same, they are the same. But there are few that still makes the difference. I tell you, there are few that still makes the difference. And that's why I say, oh, the last day, I will tell many of them. Oh, they will even tell him, oh, God, we did this in your name. No, 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 you are a liar. I don't know you. But that will not be our testimony in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Let's rise up to pray. I want you to pray. Father, help me to know you the more. You know, when you know him more and more, the more you conform to his image and likeness, the more you live after his word, the more you live out the scripture, it is then God can say, yes, I know him. Regardless of the adversity, regardless of the persecution, I know him. He will command his house after me. He will live his life to conform to my word. Father, help me to know you more. Help us to know you more, Lord. Even as a church, in the name of Jesus. Help me, God, so that you can testify of me that I am yours. That my family brings you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Help me to be that father. Help me to be that teacher. Teaching your children. Teaching the children you have given unto me. Commanding my household after you. Help me to be that example. In the name of Jesus. I pray even for my brethren, fathers in particular, that we shall become a good example. That our children will see and say, we know our father. He has brought us up in the way of the Lord, and that is the way we will live. Help us, O God, to be that example. Help our mothers to be that role model of a godly mother, a godly wife, so that the children will see them and they will be able to say, we can testify of our mommy and that she's a woman after God, and they will live accordingly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And brother, you know what? If we are able to live this, it is a confirmation of our faithfulness unto God. It is a confirmation of our faithfulness to God. And that is exactly why God could make boast of Abraham as a father of faith. God help you. God help me in Jesus' name. Thank you. Let's be seated. Like we know, today is a special Thanksgiving.